The Philippines has extended a tariff rate reduction on pork through the end of 2023, keeping in-quota pork tariffs at 15% and out-of-quota at 25%. The Philippine government is taking the action to fight food inflation, according to U.S. Meat Export Federation Philippine Representative Dave Rentoria.
We definitely thank the Philippine government in making this decision and putting the Filipino consumers as its top priority. There has been a considerable amount of pressure from the local sector, but at the end of the day, it's still the consumers who will feel the impact of these inflationary pressures. It's not the right time for policies that will further worsen the country's problems in food security. So the major consideration for this decision was mainly to address inflation, which rose to 14-year high of 8% in November. And this is still driven by high prices of food. The first tariff reduction happening during the pandemic when inconsistent measures on mobility were in place, I believe there were bottlenecks in the supply chain. But its extension to another year in a more stable situation when moving around has been back to normal will, of course, make our exporters take advantage of more opportunities.
The tariffs were initially cut in mid-2021, opening the door for more access for U.S. pork.
It definitely opened a lot of opportunities for imported pork products, most especially that those previously high tariffs were primarily on muscle cuts, which have become more price competitive when the tariff was reduced. And we know how price conscious the Philippine market is. So I think the reduced tariff has mainly benefited the retail sector and its different sub-channels. So we see more imported pork has penetrated traditional channels like wet markets, which is still a big volume channel for meat. And most importantly, I think this has brought many new importers who are willing to bring in imported pork even at out-quota tariff rates.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.